cliffcentral.com.
Yo, good morning. It is Friday, it's 9 o'clock, and you know what that means. It's the Gas Comedy Podcast.
It's we must say it in that voice.
It's Dave.
Am I on? So this time I'm not stuck in traffic.
Yeah, he's here.
I think, yeah, give me a little round of applause there. Thank you. Thank you. Do we have, we normally should have like a recording of that. Hello, Eric.
No, I'll do it every morning. How are you?
Listening in the car, can I just be honest?
Go.
This thing is good. Without me. See, I was listening, I was like, I don't need to do this shit.
It's got structure.
And on Friday morning, I left Free State at 4 in the morning,
yeah.
And I was in the traffic. I got past that thing at 7:30.
Yo,
that's
late to get past the
What's
thing,
What's that
man?
Thing?
The thing was the road I was meant
the jam.
To be on.
The jam.
The jam what? You can't put on the bread.
What's the jams?
The jams is the power of that traffic, son.
Which cord?
Which cord? The auxiliary one. Look on the floor. There you go, somewhere there. No, I lied.
That's Brandon's headset.
Okay, talk to the people.
Cool. Right, so, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. It's 9 o'clock. This is the Gas Comedy Podcast. Email us, send us WhatsApps, send us telegrams, faxes, you anything.
Yeah, we want a moneygram.
Smoke signals, whatever. We are on the WhatsApp line 079-748-2090. And tweet us as well at cliffcentral.com, at Gas Comedy. The guy that does the Gas Comedy account will tweet you.
You know what I found out who the guy is?
Don't tell people. It's a
and then
secret.
Also, Brandon, have we said hello to you yet?
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, Brandon. Because
what was also, your excuse?
Well, my excuse is if you don't come, then I have no one to drive me here.
And you're also, like a homeless man.
Yes. I'm so just the guy on the couch.
If I can't get you here,
no,
you can't get you.
No,
okay, cool. But then now this week, we've got some stuff happening. Hoppers now, and we've got Breakfast Beer Club.
We did Breakfast Beer Club.
It's actually become a real thing.
It is totally real. We even have a beer man coming in.
But how did they must have found out about. So I actually feel quite good there. We sent up a flare and said, hey, we've got this thing called Breakfast Beer Club. People said, why are you drinking beer in the morning? I said, no, well, it's about branding and it's about things and
it's not just about getting drunk because we actually appreciate the taste.
Why are you drinking beer in the morning?
Because I'm not a weak ass bitch.
Why do it's not about that. It's not about drinking beer and it's about branding and about finding a sponsor for the show.
Yes.
And also we don't drink really at breakfast, do we?
Well, let's say no and then maybe people will believe us
and progress with the show. Let the show carry on.
While I wasn't here, I was still listening. I was still here in spirit. I was sending WhatsApps while I wasn't here.
Oh, while I wasn't here.
I was sending WhatsApps, but Eric didn't read all my WhatsApps.
I did read them, man.
So you read some of them.
Some of them. But yeah, the nice ones.
And I also heard Woody say that he didn't miss me. So, Woody, I heard that, and I'll come get you. But actually, I won't because P is far.
Yeah, P is cock far.
Yeah, and it's not a nice place.
Very, very
He's just far. Angry because he lives in that horrible place.
we still love you, Woody.
Well not me Dave. Anymore, Woody. You've ruined it for me.
What's going on?
No, Woody doesn't talk to us anymore. There's still a little bit of music.
No, he does.
So now, 9:30, we've got a guy coming in here from the Green.
Wait, but like...
That's he's coming in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then, and also...
shouldn't we have...
She's going to come in at some point.
No, it's fine. Leave her. She can be here later. Catherine Grenfell's coming in to talk about our podcast. We've asked her if she had listened to any episodes, and she nodded her head like this, but you knew she hadn't.
In her eyes, you saw she.
So
was
this
like,
is the
no,
first one she's listening to. This is the one that she's going to listen to.
So is she going to rate us out of 10?
No, I don't think she's going to rate us at all.
100.
God, it might be 5.
But we'll take 5.
No, but listen, we're going to be lucky to get 1.
Brandon, here's a question. Gareth Cliff says, why did you say yes to the show?
I said I ran out of excuses. So, and my whole thing... I'm big for education in radio. You know, I've always taught radio and I listened to a bit of it and I feel that you maybe need some help. So,
what that means, you actually listened to some of the podcast?
Yes.
The first few seconds?
Yeah. Seconds being the
That's
operative
what
word.
Talk to you about because Eric, Mr. Eric Jansen wants to actually do radio as a full-time thing.
Oh, yeah?
He's a young one. He's only 18.
Yeah. Well, 21. 3 years old. Enough. Not a problem. I'll take it.
And then also, I mostly just had a crush on you for like 10 years. So there's no reason for you to be here. Thank you. Can you come back again? It was the first 10 years.
Yeah.
I kind of died down and then came back. So I split it. I did a 2, and then nothing, and then 3.
I was just presuming that at that stage you were seeing someone in between the crushes.
Probably. That's what it was. There you go. Same here. And
like
you
Dave
as well.
Like,
you just needed to time them.
Lots of messages.
And then nothing.
And then nothing. I was like, ah, oh, he's got a girlfriend.
You know what
lots
happened?
Of messages.
I tried to send a dick pic, but it said file too big.
You're lying. You didn't have data. You are lying.
Such a liar.
No airtime.
No.
My chair's too low.
Magnifying glass.
So pick it up.
Catherine Grenfell, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
That's good.
Have you met Brandon and Eric?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sure you're not supposed to be drinking coffee in the studio, but hey.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You used to see what we normally do.
Uh-huh. I heard. I'm waiting for Rice Krispies with beer. I heard that was the vibe.
Is that what you want?
No. I just thought that was your vibe. That's what you said.
We did that once. We tried Cocoa Pops, Strawberry Pops, and then normal Rice Krispies with different types of beer.
And
we discovered which one goes best.
When you say we,
and
I.
Yes.
And I didn't have
obviously it was I.
The chocolate, the Cocoa Pops go well with stout, which is
obviously
nice. And then the ale goes nice with the normal Rice Krispies. And then the IPA goes nice with the strawberries because it's got that little strawberry taste.
Yeah, I did meth in your once. It was fun.
No,
I'm kidding.
Sure, you're on a great way to the radio.
Yes.
When he said meth, he's colored. It actually means math.
Math, like numbers. My ex, I'm just kicked in some words.
That's like old school vibes. You know, I mean, like radio has chilled out since for the last couple of years. It used to be hardcore. Like,
well, who left? Who was the most hardcore?
Yeah. No. I'm talking about like the shenanigans that went on inside studios and
what's Mark Gilman?
Mark Gilman is good.
Speaking about shenanigans.
He lives in London. He does radio concepts for brands.
Okay.
So a brand will come to him, this is how much we've got to spend, and then he comes up with a cool concept. I actually posted a...
They're doing that with this?
Exactly like that. Oh. I actually posted a little clip of a slap fest that he made me do with a girl that worked at 5FM. But she was from the South, which should have been my first indication not to do it. And the clip is actually, it's mind-blowing because... I slap her through the face and she just like laughs. She's smiling and then she claps me. Puss clap.
What is that? Totally. I want to do this. Can I line up some people?
Yeah, I'll show you. I'll show you.
That's fun. I'll do it. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for teaching me how chairs work.
He doesn't even know how to work a chair.
Oh, this is so sad.
We're not even going to get a one now. Out of.
No, five.
The thing is, we normally behave normally, and we speak about things, but like this isn't happening.
What are we speaking about today?
You know what is it?
What is your plan?
Your move from radio when you go online. So I did some research. Typed in your name, spelled it incorrectly.
Well done, Dave.
There's a porn star called Catherine Grenfell.
Crap.
No, there is a chef called Stephen Grenfell.
No, there's a sound engineer called Stephen Grenfell, but okay.
Then it just talks about stuff that you've left 5FM and everything. And I know that you went and did some lecturing at the radio place.
Yes, I lectured for I lectured for the last 4 years. 1 year I did at Academy of Sound Engineering.
Where's that?
Here in Johannesburg.
The Academy of Sound Engineering?
Yes.
Sounds pretentious.
It's pretty pretentious.
Where did you get your degree? At the Academy?
Yeah. Of sound engineering. And then I studied for 3 years.
Come on this side, please.
Yeah. I studied for 3 years. I taught I lectured at Boston Media House. Okay. I lectured radio.
Fresh does the adverts for Boston.
Yes, because he went there.
Oh.
Yes.
Endorsement.
Absolutely. He gives away a lot of bursaries.
You don't like talking that much.
Yeah, I do.
But you got your own radio show as well on The Eye?
Yes.
Surely you have to like talking to be in radio.
Not necessarily. There's lots of jobs in radio that you don't need to talk.
Well, but that was your first one, producing.
I never...
We don't have one.
I studied lighting and sound for theatre and then managed to get into radio. And I was producing Mark Gilman's show, and then they needed a girl on the show because it was all guys, and they were trying to lift the female audience.
Yeah, as well.
Pretty much like
that. Do
you
have any friends that we can slap?
No, but we could do a slap fest, you and I.
Can you slap my balls?
No, that's so disgusting.
We'll get more hits.
It's too early, man. You know,
I'm not sure if I'd be able to find them.
The section. I mean,
listen, he's getting old. You'll find it.
Yeah, you definitely find these guys.
That's hanging low. Yeah.
So Mark Gilman.
I worked with Mark Gilman for many years. I did. traffic with him, and I produced the show, and then I moved over to Fresh, and I worked with Fresh for many, many years. 9 years.
9 years is a long time.
It's a long time.
Who was better? Who did you prefer?
There wasn't a prefer, actually. Mark Gilman was hectic to work for, but he taught me everything I know about radio and respecting the audience, and it's all about the listener and what they're going to experience during the radio show.
What happened to Danger Boy?
Please teach Dave that.
Danger Boy lives in Cape Town. And he now has a family. And
I think he became a pastor.
Yes.
That's a last loss for him.
Yes.
Didn't recognize him.
I know, right? And I occasionally chat to him. No, it was a great time. We did amazing things. We walked to Peter Maritzburg. Yeah, Tony was our handyman guy.
Those were brilliant.
It was so great.
It was long before Suzelle DIY.
Yeah.
But.
Goodness.
Oh, do you have lots of messages?
We have a WhatsApp line and people send messages. We ask them to keep leave their names on so we can say who it is.
Yeah.
So now we actually have to move over there and then we go and read the WhatsApp messages. But it's a podcast, so I kind of don't know if the WhatsApp messages are relevant.
Obviously they are.
In a month's time.
People are,
yes, why not?
People are interacting with you.
Yeah. I mean, they could be saying the show is shit, please play a song.
No, but that's what they do.
Yes. So that would be relevant now and a year's time.
Yes. The show will always be shit.
One of my favorites, the Gas Comedy Podcast. Okay. Glorious. Have a great show. And that, I think, is from my mom.
Obs.
And then just choose the good ones, please, Eric.
Yeah, no, Woody says, I'm glad you guys missed me last week. I worked day shift the last Friday of every month. That's why I wasn't there last week.
I'm not sure. I'm just going to stop you there. I'm not sure if the audience is going to hear anything that you're saying.
Woody said, he's the guy who writes to the show.
Let's just fix the situation.
Catherine is here.
Okay, go.
To educate.
Here we are. Can you guys hear me?
Thank goodness.
Cool.
Yeah, I know you thought that Dave was going to actually repeat the stuff, but he doesn't.
I was hoping. Why are you here? Now we know.
Yes.
You are here.
What are you doing next Friday? There's been a gap in my messages. I need you back in my life.
And there's also
a comedy
link
as well, because you used to do comedy on your afternoon show, and you actually had a lot of young up-and-coming comedians are actually doing brilliantly.
So, yes, I had a Saturday show called Live to the Power 5, and it started out for bands, and we would play international artists just like live concerts.
But you had a studio there that they could set up.
And then we had a live studio, and we would have South African bands in there. And I mean, it was a big thing for me to promote local music and up-and-coming artists. And then I would have a DJ perform. So it was a two-hour show. So the first hour was a band, and then the second
hour was DJs.
Late.
Stuff can go wrong.
You totally. Edge, yes. Yeah. And you've got a live studio audience as well as your listeners. And then I started doing comedy in between, which was fantastic. And I now look at,
have on there? Robbie Collins?
Robbie Collins.
I heard Vittorio on there once.
Yes, Vittorio was once. On there once. Well, everyone got one chance.
Thanks, Catherine. And then was that about the time when you and I were having our relationship on there? And I said, can I have a chance? And you said no.
Yes.
Thanks.
That is that time.
Okay, and now, let's play a sting. What's on the WhatsApp line?
This guy. I don't understand why I'm here. Right, so Michelle says, morning, and finally, all of you guys are here again. Hello, Eric the Viking and Handsome Brandon. She doesn't greet you, so she doesn't care about you.
Eric the Viking and Eye Candy.
Yes.
Handsome
Someone just messaged morning, that's all. And then, morning. Catherine is in the studio to help cock block Dave and Eric Powder Jansen from John.
John? What a rock star. He got it immediately.
John is a champion.
That's what he said, cock block us.
And then
wait till Dax gets the mic.
Somebody was saying they went to Tips and Friends last night in Pretoria and asked when we will be coming to the capital city, to do comedy because they support comedy fully.
Okay, you misunderstand. I have no idea what the capital city is.
The capital
is
city, Pretoria.
It was in the message.
Capital city.
Okay.
Do your thing. Yeah, so that's the WhatsApp line for now, I believe. Oh, wait, guys, I worked day. No, I read that already. Yeah. So someone said you said jail. You see, I wasn't the only one that said
jail. I didn't say jail.
What?
I'm very hot.
But because we lack a producer, is that part of the producer's job is to get the temperature of the room?
God, what are you like, two? Can you not work the machine?
It's not hard. You push on.
Ooh, Brandon.
I mean, really?
Good on my...
Yes, there we go. The air
on your bald head.
Fantastic.
Hey?
Catherine's going deep.
I'm enjoying this.
All right.
We're going to visit Pretoria soon, for those people that are wondering. As soon
I
as they have shows for us and stuff.
Your
yeah,
shirt that you're wearing, Levinson and Levinson.
What's his surname? He gave me the shirt by force.
Yes, I know, but why are there two?
Because
is that
taking,
your imaginary
we're
friend?
The piss.
Yeah, it's taking the piss of Goliath and Goliath. Do you know comedy?
To like my wife, my dad, and we don't... like that John Fiss was talking about with. There's a company called Goliath and Goliath.
They do comedy as well.
They wear those shirts and they're just fully into promoting.
Yeah.
So they're just.
I work.
Oh, so you're
them.
Trying?
No, no, no.
Trying.
I work. And the thing is, the thing that makes it even funnier is I work for them and I'm slandering their brand. I'm just like, I'm going to wear a Levinson and Levinson t-shirt today. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't care about my job.
Yeah, so tonight you're working overtime.
Yeah, tonight I'm definitely staying till like 2 in the morning. Yes. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Eric, nice. Help move the tables.
Do they get cross with you when you wear this?
Nah. It was a joke.
They laugh.
Yeah.
They're not threatened at all. They are not threatened at all. Yeah. Don't worry.
No, they laugh and like deduct my salary. So, I mean, it's a win for them and not for me.
Yeah. No, it is. It's all about comedy. So
Yeah.
You got to see me. We thought maybe we could get Dax in. Yeah. All right.
No, well, we're gonna do breakfast beer, and then after we do breakfast beer, then Dax can come in.
Oh, what's
and
breakfast beer?
What we did was we decided that because we're basically alcoholics as comedians. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you what you came up with against when you met them. Robbie.
Ooh. Oh, them. Oh, they were still young.
Oh, I see. I'm from Springs. That's when you start drinking.
I'm from Boxburg.
Just up the drinking
age. That's sad. You guys are all, where are you from?
Also Boxburg.
My God.
Originally,
yeah.
But not anymore. You know, I got out, Eric.
Where are you now, Brandon?
I've been in Bonnefontein. I've only got this far, Dave.
I've been drinking. Let's just tell you what's happening. Brandon's my next door neighbor.
Yeah.
So because there's not many rules about this podcast, I said to him, do you want to come and talk to
me? No, we were actually going to go play golf one day.
Then we came
and
here.
And he forced me to come.
Okay.
And now he just fetches me and says, come
obviously.
With
me.
Yes, yeah. But obviously. Also, I'm here to talk about beer.
No, thanks.
Okay.
Don't.
Yeah. I've been
drinking
since my mom was 6 months pregnant, so I didn't have much say in this.
You decided not to drink anymore.
Yeah, I stopped, though. I stopped. I gave up.
Okay.
Because alcohol is expensive.
The Breakfast Beer Club.
All right.
Because beer has ingredients of breakfast tea types. There's oats and water and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it was also just to maybe try and get someone to sponsor the show, but we're not very good at
commercial. Shame, you're trying hard, eh?
No, we got the Goliath sponsoring us. They get a mention.
Totally.
Yeah. Sup, Goliath Comedy Club.
Do you want to set up a document? We can go and speak to some people. The first beer we tasted, he nearly spat it on the desk because it tasted so bad.
Christmas. No. That was close to Christmas. Christmas cake. Yeah.
Christmas cake.
That was like...
Have you heard
of licking a homeless person
elsewhere and record it?
Okay.
Just in case it tastes horrible.
Because they said we're not allowed to drink the beer in the studio anymore.
Which makes sense.
It was smelling funny and it was on the equipment and it wasn't very clever.
Yeah.
So now we do BBC, which we got into trouble for because it also means big black cocks.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm okay with.
And we're two white guys.
Yeah. Hey. Aspire. Aspirations.
Can we send a clip back to Mark Gilman slapping my balls for his... what is his corporate radio event? Ball slapping in the winter.
Possibly.
Summer's probably better, eh?
Summer would probably be better.
All right, so then that was Breakfast Beer Club.
Oh, okay.
And it's just give us something to do because we run out of stuff. We run out of guests.
So it's like Thursday night, you go out and drink and taste test and record it and got it.
How
okay.
You got it so quickly.
I know.
And we recorded on a very good device. We recorded on the Apple iPhone 5S.
Well, that's already winning. I'm just going to say that there's another phone that you should just never record on.
Give
I don't even know if it's even around.
No, we don't have BlackBerry. Okay.
Yeah.
I always used to tell my students, you've got everything in your hand, right? You can record interviews, you can take photographs, you can take video. Just find a friend.
My students
that
have got everything in their hand as well.
Has something other than a BlackBerry, if you've got one.
I even edited a 22 second.
Yes,
teaser.
We just couldn't get it off. We were so proud of ourselves. But then, you know. Beer turned into whiskey.
So what do you just...
Whiskey turned to wine.
Do you play it over the
I'll
microphone?
I'll just plug it in there.
Wine turned to
silly. Because the iPhone 7 doesn't have a jobby. So I can't... that's good. Has it. Whatever that would be called. The in...
Aux.
The in hole.
The aux. Cable.
This is aux.
The audio jack.
This is aux.
Like, it's aux.
Yeah.
Because I'm glad you're here to give us the...
the rundown.
Names of the things.
I feel like you keep on staring at my boobs, but I just realised in the car. I mean, I've got very small boobs.
It is radio.
Like,
oh, wait, what
it is
your,
radio.
What
I was going to say the best thing about radio is that you can, on the drive, realise that you spilled toothpaste on your black shirt.
Were you driving and brushing your teeth?
No, it was obviously at home, but
how
it was only in the drive.
Have
I've
17.
Got three. I've got three kids.
Three. Came out of you.
Three kids that actually got pushed out of my vagina. Yes, that one.
Just wanted you to say vagina. Get a point there, please. And then the other two. Still your kids, still see them?
Well, I have two stepchildren, but I did get divorced. Okay. But I still consider them my stepchildren. Okay, cool. I still see them.
Perfect.
Yes. We hang and they come out.
Over the country.
Yes. That's Dave's like
yes,
like opening line to me. Oh, yes. I just found out I have another child.
I wouldn't know.
Wow.
Aren't there you so go. Turned on right now?
It's on Facebook.
sounds like you need a condom brand to be.
So not
actually,
shouldn't be breakfast beer.
Actually,
yes.
We had a lubricant brand at first, which
now,
wasn't
you see,
really working out for us.
Well, it would if you like actually used a condom, because it just doesn't with work in terms of your lifestyle, obviously.
My lifestyle. Let's talk about Brandon. Brandon's
lifestyle of spreading your seed everywhere.
That subject got changed very quickly.
It's Breakfast Beer Club at Op us now.
Well, we can do Breakfast Beer Club now.
There's still 3 minutes to go.
Damn it, you're so... So we've got Brandon's wife. Said we're having Catherine Grenfell on the show. Oh, is she the one with the big boobs? So I'm like...
No. Yes. I'm a huge supporter for small boobs.
Hey.
Yeah.
I do, but then it always ends up having... I can make a bigger for you. You have to fall pregnant.
No, it's okay, thanks. Wow. I'm done with that.
Dave.
Okay, off the show.
I think let's do some Breakfast Beer Club.
No, we're not. It's not. Catherine's in charge. There's still 3 minutes to go. What we normally do is a gig guide.
Yes, God, we've got to do
minutes.
The gig guide.
And that's Eric's.
So yeah, and Alan Committee is doing his one-man show at the Peter... What's the place in Monte Cassino? There we go, Peter Turin.
Mm-hmm.
The thing at Monte Cassino. I didn't see the name. I just saw the
Love
thing
Actually.
On... There we go. Go.
It's called Love Faction.
Oh, sure, someone else
he's
should be doing
there
this.
Tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night. And then there's comedy at the Lions Comedy Club this weekend. There's a comedy at Parker's Comedy. Go out there and check it out. Those are the only shows this weekend.
Okay.
I checked.
When is the 4th of March?
Next weekend.
Next weekend.
Because that's that massive show. It's called Comedy in Under the Sun.
Yes, with Mashabela Galani.
He's got about
20
comedians.
Yeah, he's got... He's got
Lang friends.
Yo, my man, he's got those
unlike
sluggers.
Show,
oh, wow.
Well, that's
she's firing shots. Which one is her mic? Let's push it
up. We don't actually
know.
Oh,
this is the best part of this entire situation is that none of these guys in here can actually work the desk.
It's a lie.
Which one is
you've
that?
Been deceived. I know the buttons.
You had to count to
I'm
three
kidding.
There.
I'm kidding.
Go?
No, I didn't. I know what's going on.
Could have gone either way then.
We apologize.
No, Palesa,
what's happening? Are you okay? We love you, Palesa.
The thing is, that show is called Comedy Under the Sun.
Comedy Under the Sun, yeah, because they're doing it in like the Botanical Gardens or something. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I've heard stories. I've seen a couple of videos. They do crazy things. The likes of Celeste and Tulu.
Have you been to the area that I live in, which is kind of
Modderfontein?
Yeah.
Nah, man.
It's been washed away.
Boksburg is dangerous enough. What? It's been washed away.
The rain has washed. I don't know how they're going to do Comedy Under the Sun. But that's on the 4th of March.
It's next week, man. The sun's going to be there. The sun is making a special appearance. I always.
Oh, you have to be positive.
Even in HIV, I am positive.
Jesus.
Right, so it's almost half
and
past.
Cash, your comedy gigs, I mean, not comedy, do you enjoy comedy? You're busy, man.
Do you watch
comedy? I do watch comedy, yes. I DJ. I'm DJing and emceeing at the Mealy Pop Festival
that's
coming
amazing.
Up, which is, like, honestly, one of the best festivals in
they used to
the
do
country.
At Opikopi. It was actually quite a nice.
They still
tent,
do. Shame, were you not invited?
I might have done either.
No. But yes, they still do
they
comedy. It's huge. Like, how do we it's the same thing when you kept on asking me to come on the show.
Man.
How do I say no again?
So
we'll just say so Opie Coffee decided we'll just say that there's no more comedy at Opie
Coffee. We cancelled the comedy segment. People
no,
don't want to laugh.
It's definitely still there.
It's making Dax laugh.
Yeah. It's still there and there's comedy at most
do
festivals. Yes, I think that they do.
What flavour toothpaste is on your boob?
Yes, there's an amazing boat. At like a what are those rafty like things?
I've done that. Oh no, I wasn't invited to that either.
Shame.
You know what happens, Kat?
I
realize
so
something. I get invited to something once, and then
that's
I only
worst.
Get invited back the second time to either apologize or to return the stuff that I've stolen.
Yeah.
So that I did.
Shame,
it's called O Ship now.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So you're DJing at Pop Mealy Pop.
Mealy Pop. Yes. Okay. A DJing and MCing, yes.
Okay, cool. Before you play your breakfast beer thing, Woody sent us... Ah, fuck, it's gone. Woody sent us a message to say, Casper De Vries is doing a show in PE. Why don't you catch a lift with him and come see me and say it to my face? So he's calling you out on radio. Yeah. Right.
Is breakfast that not beer weird club. That we must now get... We must get a lift with
Casper
another comedian. Okay.
To
go and say hello to Woody.
To fight Woody. Not to see Woody.
Why,
no,
why
fight
must
to Woody.
We fight him? He's a nice guy.
He just said...
Woody's,
I'm kidding.
Said,
I added
Woody's
the fight part.
Your vibes of your slapping balls and all this
I
stuff.
Added
about.
The
I didn't
first
say slapping balls.
No.
I was slapping
you
faces.
Said, yes,
no,
she
no,
said
slapping faces.
You've made our three listeners agree.
I didn't do anything.
Shame. Sorry.
I want to see.
I think that they were.
Send it to us.
I just think that they now have the balls to actually say it.
Yes.
Okay, I'm putting that up there.
They've had enough.
All right, it's Hoppers 9. We have got Dax here from The Green. They're actually doing a massive festival. It has to be postponed, though, but we're still going to talk to you. Is that cool?
Yes.
Even though it is postponed because of the rain. Yes. Gilulie's farm is on a low-lying area.
Yeah.
And it had been flooded, so they got their thing on the 4th of March, which they're moving. But we're going to talk to you about that. That's one girl, 6,000 cups.
That just sounded so dirty.
Right. That's why he's here.
Let's
be honest.
Yeah.
They saw that post and went... Oh yeah.
We plugged in. That's exactly what I did.
That's exactly, you were taking photos of it and drawing on it.
Oh yeah. Okay, this is Breakfast Beer Club recorded at The Green, actually.
Yeah, so we were at The Green yesterday. Started off very nice.
Okay, welcome to Breakfast Beer Club, the BBC. I don't know if we're getting in trouble for that. Brandon McCarr, are you here? What, Brandon McCarr and Eye Candy?
No, well, I'm back because you're not overseas or in Cape Town or wherever you've been. So I'm glad to be drinking beer again.
Okay, cool.
I haven't had one since the last time I saw you.
You haven't had a beer since the last time you saw me? Okay, just to be sure, that is now, it's in the morning, and yep. Where are we?
We're at the Green Bar in Modderfontein at the golf club, and there are plenty craft beers here for us to taste, but we'll start with the Mad Giant.
Okay.
And review that.
No, we're not really reviewing it. What I want to talk to you about is someone said, by having a breakfast beer club, we are promoting beer drinking in the workplace because people are at work at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
So what I did was I did some research. They did research that 80% of the people on the roads in the morning are drunk or have alcohol in them. Because what happens is you're from the night before. Or some of them they'll have a beer in the morning.
Yeah.
Now we don't want you to ride on the roads if you're drunk. And we Ubered here.
Yes. We don't. We have no.
And also,
we can drink at 9 o'clock.
You are a bit of an alcoholic.
Yes, and we're good advertisements.
You're a great advertisement.
To not drink first thing in the morning.
You finished some grappa last night.
Yes, I had some grappa last night, so this beer is going to help.
Okay, so we're trying, what is this called? Mad Giant.
Mad Giant, you've got a Pilsner and I've got a Pale Ale.
Have I already? Okay, it tastes a little bit wheaty, grainy, beery. Mm-hmm. What's this up, bready? I've got bread.
You got bread, I got fruit.
Fruity.
I got fruit. Definite hints of fruit.
That's because of the pale ale. That's got hops.
Oh, well, you know more about me. I just drink it.
I know more about... Are you freezing?
I am freezing.
The reason why we came here is because the man we're interviewing was having a show and he wanted to talk about his world-breaking attempt. So it's good to have him on the show, but now it's a taste beer. So I'm drinking Mad Giant Pilsner.
Yeah, so he's going to tell
I'm give you
about,
some notes.
He's going to tell cold. You about the beer pong record that they're going to try and break.
What is
6,000 cups of beer pong?
Okay, well let's not talk about that because we'll talk about that to him.
Yes.
What is this Breakfast Beer Club today? We're drinking to safe drinking.
Yes.
Don't be on the roads.
Don't be on the roads. Uber everywhere.
Or walk home. No, don't even walk home because apparently in South Africa, more pedestrians, drunk pedestrians, are knocked down than
drunk drivers. But that's because you can't knock down a drunk driver in their car.
So as soon as someone's in their car, they lose pedestrian status.
There we go.
See, Breakfast Beer Club, it's learning. So mine's Brady.
Yours is Brady, mine is Fruity.
Mine's Mad Giant, remember that?
Yes,
they make beer.
It's actually very delicious. It's one of the best beers we've tasted on this show.
Mine's Brady, taste that. It tastes like I'm eating toast, drinking toast. Your one? Mmm. That is fantastic.
Mine is so much nicer.
Yours is nice. I get granadilla and pineapple and leaves.
Someone
have you ever fallen? Have you ever fallen when you're playing rugby or something and you get a bit of grass in your mouth?
Never when I've been playing sport, but it has happened.
Yeah, I've seen you fall, eh?
Yeah.
Do you know that? Remember the time when you climbed over the fence at Ridgeway and you tore your pants?
Yes, I do remember tearing. Well, I didn't know I tore my pants until about 2 hours later, once I'd been running around the whole of the Modderfontein.
And then also you stole a sign from the Christian church.
Well, I tried to, but I was very unsuccessful.
Why did you steal that sign?
Jesus stopped me. I wanted a little bit of piece of Jesus in my house.
But Jesus is in everyone's house.
Well, I still haven't found him.
Now, you know what's happened to me now? I've got something called Breakfast Beer Club Envy, BBCE.
And what is that?
I want your beer. I'm going to drink this Pilsner. I'm going to drink this Pilsner because Breakfast Beer Club is a commitment to the beer you taste, except for that fucking Christmas cake shit.
That's that. But you know, people think it's easy just to wake up and have a beer. It's not. We wake up, we're committed to the job.
Do you know what I used to do when I was at, when I worked for this horrible company? I used to put it, I support tequila at night and leave it next to my bed. Then I would set my alarm for 6:30. I'd wake up and I'd down the tequila in the morning. You want to see how quickly you get up out of bed to go and coach. So that's my tip for the day. Once pedestrians, be careful.
It does sound like we're promoting alcoholism.
Yeah, it does. Eh?
I can see why people have complained.
Excuse me. All right, that's 4 minutes of your life you're not getting back. And that was Breakfast Beer Club with...
with Brandon McCarr.
Brandon, I can be McCarr.
No, I'm not taking that anymore.
What do you want to be?
I'm Brandon, the guy who's always willing to have a beer with Dave whenever he wants.
And I'm Dave Levinson, and this has been Breakfast Beer Club. Thank you.
Well, that was Breakfast Beer Club, Dax. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Your name is Dax. So get turn
the microphone, please.
Catherine, teach him mic technique. We'll actually teach us all.
We discussed this. Catherine's given up. Catherine's like, I don't know. There's no hope for these guys.
So what you said, it was an Idols audition, and it was a choice judge.
She basically employed the role of Randall. That's what happened.
No, you know what's happening here is that, you know that wooden mic situation, right? That's for people that their moms told them how great they are. That's why they're there at Idols. They really think that they're great.
Yes.
This is what's happening here.
That's what I'm saying. You were doing the Randall thing. Like, we just started a Celine Dion song. And you're like, no, fuck this guy. Fuck this guy entirely. He just wants to stop and go home forever.
Shame. And then we didn't even really listen to that
during
beer situation.
During that speech that you did now, I gave you the nicer gift of the two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is to try and get me back. Come and help you again. But
no, that's so next Friday at 9-ish?
Depends, you know, if I'm working.
Do you want me to... Here's what I'll do. I'm going to do
you
this.
Lucky, you
do
caught me on my off day.
Mm? On your off day?
Yes.
Like I bet
you're going, why did I agree to do this?
Off as in I'm not working today.
Not your off day. Because I have noticed you're a little bit off. Like you haven't sparked.
Oh, really?
No.
I'm fucking sparking, bro. What are you talking about?
I never do this for any of our guests because, firstly, we don't have guests.
Yeah.
And secondly, I'm going to come to your house and help you brush your teeth.
Why would you do that? I know.
So the WhatsApp line is saying, what happened to the disorganized chaos? Get Catherine out of there so it can get messy again. Like, that's literally what it is. I'm not lying.
No, but we brought you in there because our main, what would you call it, a criticism was that it's just too much chaos. We need order. On a comedy podcast, we need to have order. Yeah. And I'll order something.
And if this isn't chaos, you must know what it's normally like.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This is quite organized.
This is chaos. Yeah.
All right.
No, chaos is good. I would just talking over each other is always an issue because then nobody can actually hear what's going on.
He's got a sign for that. Dave, let the guest. Yes.
Yes, let's check at that.
Look at that.
What does it say, Catherine?
Dave, let the guest finish. I would say for everyone, actually. Wait. Not just Dave. You all.
All right.
All.
Welcome back, Dax, from the green.
Thank you. I'm now really worried about talking.
Because, nice thing
in case
is,
I talk over somebody.
I'm going to let you speak.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so tell us about the green. Is it your idea?
Yes, indeed. It is my idea.
But you are only 12. Idea. You're like 14.
Yeah, 16. But we can drink on the East Rand when we're 16.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. No. I'm 30 already.
Jesus. But
yeah.
Wow.
You don't go in the sun.
I look young. Yeah. I try. I use lots of blockouts.
And what's your background in terms of drinking establishments?
Zero, I suppose. Yeah, I came from a corporate side. We started the green in Benoni. The first one was in Benoni because there was actually nowhere nice to go and have a beer in Benoni. So it was out of necessity that we started it. And now it's grown to two. We're in Modderfontein, which you guys...
And the green concept is to actually use a golf course structure, but to put it off kind of to the side and run it independently.
Yeah.
I was going to say that could we start at the beginning and just say, for those that don't know what the green
so
is...
It's a smart concept.
Could you just be quiet?
Go.
Dax, could you tell us what the green actually is?
Yes, okay.
Dax, can you tell Catherine...
No, she makes a very good point.
She does. She does.
The Green Craft Bar is a beer craft bar. We also specialize in cocktails. We are set up at a golf course because we feel Golf courses are places that people haven't been for a long time, but they offer the best views. We're tired of looking at car parks. It's, you can have a beer and look at a car park anywhere, but to have a beer and look at a really good view is yeah, few and far between. Mm-hmm. So golf courses aren't just for old people playing golf. They're also for everybody else. So that's the whole point of the green. Yeah. We open these bars at golf courses too at the moment, and we invite the general public to come through and have a look and actually enjoy the place. Nice. Yeah, which is great. Yeah.
So the Benoni one is at which club?
Benoni Country Club.
Benoni Country Club.
Yep.
It would be weird if it was anywhere else.
No, but there's a few golf courses in Benoni Chop.
Yeah.
I'm being nice.
There's golf courses everywhere.
Yeah.
You've got to be specific.
And they've all got a great
view. I'll just keep quiet.
So we've got Benoni Country Club and
third one.
And Modafatin Golf Club.
Okay.
That's where we were last night. That view, as you said, is brilliant. All the way down. It was raining last night. It was beautiful and green and moist. Is that a nice word to use on radio?
Great.
Yeah, it's lovely. We try to keep it relaxed. We go completely opposite to how the clubs are set up, so more relaxed.
It's true. Golf clubs are the fuddy-duddy old guys, members for 100 years, committee parking, all that crap, and yours is very chilled.
Yeah, we park in the committee parking. And
can I tell you the big difference?
Yes.
The golf clubs, because they have the staff there, I'm not saying that they're not good at serving, whereas yours is independent, they work for you, they know exactly, the service is better.
Yeah.
So have you drawn, are they angry about that, or are they happy to just get rent?
No, I think they're very happy because golf courses is an issue at the moment with membership aging quite a bit and not being able to draw new people into the club. So basically what we do is we supplement that membership. We make it, I don't want to say worthwhile, but we make it exciting to go to the club again.
Did you have a resistance to that? Like the guy saying, well, who are you? Because they don't new ideas.
No,
of course. Never change.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're only finding that the guys, the golf courses that have really got their future in mind are really sort of keen on getting us in and having a look at what we can do for them, because it's, we do bring a younger crowd, which pisses off some of the older members, of course. But overall, it's a great one. It brings a bit of a vibe back into the club, especially
imagine
on
that
weekends.
Committee meeting, there's old Toppy there in the 80s. This young man, Dax is his name, I think. And the idea would be so alien to them to have a separate part, because you take the responsibility of actual construction. You
built that place. Yeah, we take the risk in most cases, so we pay for everything and we put it up and we go for it with that. So I think the first time we pitched it to Benoni Country Club, the response was, yes, it would be really lovely to have a craft beer and maybe some biltong after the round.
Your menus is huge. There's proper. We had something last night called Benoni Cherries.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Like a salsa.
Yeah.
You would have liked it. It was a milli ball.
Yeah.
With salsa and
we bring out a version
cheese.
Two of that one. We're gonna deep fry some mac and cheese.
Deep fry anything.
Yeah.
Go to Scotland. Yeah. Deep fry Mars bars.
Amazing.
Amazing. Mm. Where's the third one gonna be?
We're not too sure. After watching Catherine's video on the girl from the south, we were thinking about the south. I'm rethinking
give them alcohol as well.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Yeah.
But can I just say that I'm not into like violent things. Is that a good thing?
That slap-fest thing? You know, I used to do a lot of stuff on radio that I never actually wanted to do.
The naked thing, was that not a violent? Was that...
What?
The naked.
Posing naked. How was that violent against women?
Not violent this against women. Anti-violent. Yes. It was against violence against everyone, really, wasn't it? What was the
preposition? It was for the lunch. Well, the naked one was for the Lunchbox Foundation.
I had my lunchbox in the one before that.
Oh, did you?
Our one's for burn victims.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, well, I think they choose a new charity every year.
But I'm just saying, like, that's a bit hectic.
No, it was hectic. It was really hectic.
And Mark Gilman's in the shot.
And Mark Gilman was loving it.
Jeepers. I don't know what he likes now.
Yeah.
You're lucky that she was smiling so much. It could have been a fight.
You know what I mean?
It was hectic, man. I was very worried.
Anyway.
I was worried about
together.
You, Casper, because then no one hits my crush. Only me.
Yes, Dave, I'm so
Springs.
Glad you got my back.
Awesome. No one eats my chicken. All right. Listen, F-E now, Dax. So now this festival was for the 4th of March. You are postponing it, obviously, because it been rains.
Yes, indeed.
Beautiful rain.
It's beautiful rain. It's well needed, but when throwing a beer fest.
Lulis is, it's exactly where that dip is. That water will not go in. It's got nowhere to go.
Yeah, basically, I think everybody's seen the pictures of Gululi's interchange flooding. So same thing. With the Gululi's farm at the moment, so it's a bit of it's unfortunate, but I mean we're going to move it a little bit, postpone it for a while, bring it back, so it's not.
And the concept
gone.
Of you've done a few, you did the greens like a proper, just an old-fashioned beer festival with different types of beers. Different guys could come and promo their drinks, their craft stuff. That was done at the running club.
Yeah. So Benoni Northerns, we hosted the first one. Look, with all of them, we try to do something different. So we do, it's music based as well. So we always have at least five different bands. Yeah. So
Catherine will name some bands for you.
Yeah.
Who was it, Lilo?
At Lilo, we had PH Fat, Short Straw, December Streets, Straight Jackal, Laurie Levine, Josie Field.
Jeepers.
So we're trying to
see.
We're trying to up the level.
You guys up.
Yeah. We try, like, the driving through here this morning really, really made me remember why we're doing this on the East Rand, because it's a nightmare getting through to the north from the east.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we've also had the same thing with comedy. People said, can you bring comedy to that side, to Bedford View, Edenville? Mm. So the guy says, oh, there's nothing here. So I said to him, hang on a minute. Rodizio's got comedy like twice a month. There's two, the Kagan Beagle's got stuff there. There's two other ones, I wouldn't mention them because the ones in, like, in the middle of Edenville,
yeah,
in Van Riebeek Road, don't go there. They have Slapfest there, but it's not as well organized as your one.
I think that just that randomly happens. just happens. That's every second night.
And that's just when you order your beer from the nice
spontaneous Slapfest. We don't have black label. Pa!
Okay, we used to do comedy at Cheerleaders. Did you ever go to that? It's like Teasers Light. Like, if your daughter can't work at Teasers,
Cheerleaders.
Work at Cheerleaders.
Very weird.
You get turned away from Hooters, you go to Cheerleaders.
No, I spoke to the one girl. I said, and how are you? And she's talking, because we were doing comedy. I wasn't visiting.
Why he has to justify himself, I have no idea. And directed to me like morning. He's trying to sell himself.
It was Thursday morning. And then she said she's got to fetch her daughter from school after work and everything. So that's cool. Let's get her daughter. And then she says, oh, and then I'm also writing exams. So, like, are you studying? She says, yeah, I'm in matric. I'm like, okie dokie. At least she's working.
My daughter at school. Woody's asking, is Catherine going to be a regular? I like her.
That's the only time Catherine will be a regular, to eat your all-brand flakes. She's not coming to this show.
Her nickname can be Catherine the Vixen. Woody.
Catherine, what can we,
oh,
Woody,
no,
what can
thanks,
we do?
Woody.
Woody's very complimentary.
Yes.
What can we do to bring you back? Like, if you were desperate for a radio gig.
Well, this is the thing. I'm not that desperate, but
she doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, it just depends when I'm on the side of the world.
Okay.
And I've got a bit of time.
I put a tracking device on the Yoda. So
I'm sure this
exactly
doesn't even belong to you.
There's also a camera in there as well. It's just,
okay. Oh, God.
Just for the toothpaste shenanigans that you get up to. Dax, what was the idea? Now, there's a big, massive record-breaking attempt at this thing.
Yes, beer pong. So it's an American thing, I suppose, beer pong in general, but we're catching on quite quickly. We hit 5,530 cups in Benoni. Which,
how many cups?
5,530. Our target was 6,000. Mm. So we broke the American unofficial record by E Street Pub in somewhere in America.
They must hate you.
Yeah, they probably hate us. But we wanted to hit the 6,000 at this one. We still will hit the 6,000. We determined. But basically,
when you say 6,000 cups, you're talking about that many games going on at one time?
No, 6,000 cups total drunk, okay, from 10 till 6 during the beer fest.
You had me at drunk.
Yeah. No,
so now we're going to go to this thing.
It's
at
a lot
the
of, yeah.
Where you're going to redo the date.
Yeah, we're going to redo the date.
Because it's weird. On the podcast, it's quite weird, because if someone listens to this in a year's time, they're going to be like, damn, I missed that.
Yeah.
But you're going to do it more.
But you probably... Yeah. No, well, it's an annual thing. So all of the things that we do, we set them up as an annual event. Obviously, we don't want to do once-offs.
Okay. Yeah, do you have Jenga?
Jenga? Like, be a Jenga?
Yes, we're big a Jenga. Mature audience. Jenga with the
Woody
blocks.
I'm getting hipster vibes here in terms of, like, I can just picture it, like the craft beer pong, cool golfing outfits, all of that sort of vibe. And Jenga is huge. Jenga, like the big Jenga.
Yeah, the massive.
Yeah.
The one they have at those corporate team building events.
Mm. Yeah.
Do they ever do that at 5FM? Do they go away and do like a weekend?
Yes, we did,
away?
Yes.
Did that ever work?
Yes. Sometimes. Sometimes.
Come back feeling good like a day or so.
Yeah, it depends who you got together with, I suppose.
Who did you get together with?
I didn't. I was so good. There was nothing really to get together with. I was like,
but when you walked in here, you
pickings
saw...
Pickings are slim.
Mark Gilman.
Yeah?
That's about it.
Well, he was married. And he was also my boss. And
was he married? I worked for him. He doesn't remember. Obviously, doesn't remember me. I worked for him at UCT Radio.
Like everything else that Dave does, I just don't remember him.
That's why. Do you want a shirt? So when you walked in here, we're nice to see Gareth, for instance. Like, did you guys? Obviously, on different parts of the show.
Year.
You were morning, weren't you? No, you were afternoon.
Never. I was never on Gareth's show.
No, but you guys wouldn't have seen each other. He'd be doing his
yes thing. Okay. Yeah,
but you got on well.
I get on well with everyone.
And do you like his concept here, what he's doing?
I love what he's doing.
Smart.
Yeah, very smart.
Some radio stations are now doing podcasts.
Yes.
And saying, don't go back and check them. That's 3 years.
But that's what happens, you know. But Gareth was at the forefront, and good for him. I always say that thank goodness for Gareth and Touch, because they're fighting the fight of data must fall, and the rest of us that have internet radio stations are just going to benefit. So
and tell us about
go
your
team.
One. The I, TV.
The I, yes.
And it's I spelled like an I.
It is an I, okay. Yes.
What is it?
It's just really great music. So we play a lot of music during the day. It'll go from anything from Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time into AC/DC.
And are you in charge of some of that? Some of the program directing?
I'm in charge of that. Excellent. Totally, yes.
Because you've got some music knowledge proper.
I love music, yeah. So it's great, it's music. And then we've got a lot of different presenters. So we just had Patty Munro and Gigi LeMaine, two great hip-hop artists. They did a show yesterday. The week before that, Uno July and Reason, hip-hop artists. We've got Mos Def. We've got Sia.
Dax is nodding. Cool. He wants them.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
I know, it's rad, hey?
Hang on.
Next level shit.
You got? Yeah? Are you linking up with other radio stations as well and doing things?
No, not yet.
Not.
Okay. No, we've just started. We.
It is
pretty
new.
There. Yeah, we started in October last year.
See, so that's what we're cross pollinating.
I think we're a bit leagues ahead of your show.
Oh no, major. Yeah, no, yeah. We have guests. Yeah.
Sorry,
on the
I thought
show.
You were going to compare there for a moment. I was like,
at least you let your guests speak.
Obviously.
Oh, but then you play songs.
Yeah, so we play songs and Jack Parra has a show. It's really about telling stories. So they'll come in with a show concept. So Jack Parra did his first show was all about the South African hip hop that he listened to when he was growing up, and it's really a telling
and
about
he
stories.
His my first rap as well that he'd written.
Yes, my last show was about songs you have sex to, which is. I mean, it's
my
something that we should be talking to.
You should wear a condom, Dave.
Yeah, well, you obviously haven't listened to that in a while.
Dave is a song that he can have a sex to.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I don't know. I just need a song that's got a nice beat.
Michael Jackson, beat it, beat it, beat it.
I'm always alone anyway.
Need some rhythm.
I'm alone with my copy of Elle magazine with the naked issue.
Oh, right.
Whoa.
Wasn't it Marie Claire? But
I'm
okay.
Sorry. Hey. Oh, boy. Wrong magazine.
Does Jack Parra drink his own brandy?
He does indeed. And he gave me a bottle. And I just want to say, it is damn fine brandy.
So what do we do?
It's very good.
Do you want? Is it gifts that get you to come back to the thing? I can give you a beer. Dax, can you give one of the beers I gave you
buy
to Catherine?
A beer?
No problem, I can do that. Yeah.
Wow, a beer.
I can buy a beer.
Incentive.
And a really nice Cartrack bag.
But what you're doing is major entrepreneurial stuff, though. You're not getting salary anymore. You work, you're DJing, you're going to clubs, you're getting bands promoted. Would you run a band again? Would you do that kind of on the road stuff?
No, I have children already. Okay. I do not need a fully grown children to look after, so no.
Oh, they like that.
A lot of bands have asked me to manage them, and as much as I would love to get into that, I just, no.
And on a PR side of it, would you do that?
No, I just do it for the love. But I do a lot of other stuff. I field produce for different social media things and
income stream.
I do have an income stream.
Because I want more of that. Those are the people we want on this show. Entrepreneurs,
right.
Not sitting
yeah,
there.
Entrepreneurs.
The
yes,
fact that you can
good.
Get a day off on a Friday.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So plans for the weekend?
This weekend, I'm actually working at Ultra on Saturday.
I'm fetching my daughter at Ultra.
Yeah, no.
Or someone's daughter, I don't know.
Someone messaged him and said,
can you fish my daughter
remember,
at Ultra?
Do you remember 18 years ago?
Yeah.
That one night.
I found about it.
Well,
on
she needs a lift.
Like. Shit.
Wow.
Dax, you're a businessman, so you're proper, also an entrepreneur of sorts.
Mm,
this is your business, The Green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You haven't got sideline shares?
No, not at the moment.
Are you married? Have you got kids?
I am married, yes, indeed. One kid, yeah.
So that you know of, a real kid.
No, a proper, a real one that I know.
She's going to Ultra.
Yeah. She's not going to ultra. Maybe maybe when she's a bit older.
But, oh. I was just about to say. Man, Shame, maths is also not a strong point, obviously. But okay.
Myths. Okay, cool. So, but you're busy. Does your wife get involved in business, so you keep her out of it?
She's a teacher. Yeah, she's a teacher. So she does the good stuff, and I sell alcohol, I suppose. So yeah. So
that's other people don't realize. Like your job takes. You're going to be at work till late. It's hard.
Yeah,
work on your relationships only. Same as comedy is also ridiculous to have. Where's your girlfriend, Eric?
I don't have one of those anymore. I got a new boyfriend for Christmas. Hmm? It's like, you can have this on me.
Here's your
such
present.
A nice guy.
That's very sweet of you, though.
Was it your friend?
Thank you. Oh, what?
What, police?
No, I don't know the guy,
police
man.
Police is leering over your shoulder there.
I know. She wants to end the show. I just got her a nice one.
We still have 5 minutes. God damn it.
God, I thought we were just getting started.
Exactly. 9:56, 4:30.
You know what's on
minutes.
After us? Yeah. They have this like sex show where
which
they
I'm
talk
staying
about
for.
Like, quite serious things, you know?
Yeah, which is
and
good.
It is good.
We should be talking about things like this.
And then Eric and
especially
I were
after
on.
This show.
Yeah.
They should actually have Dave on the show as an example.
No, they had him
on the show.
Oh,
on the show.
Then Brandon mentioned something last night. He said, you know how smart that was? It was in January and no one's listening. They couldn't find guests. And I was sitting there going, I was so proud that I was on the show. And then Brandon pointed out that during that period,
no
after Christmas,
listen,
no one was listening, so they had Eric and Alan also couldn't get guests.
Yeah,
we are only now getting good guests on our show.
Okay,
we've started now.
All right,
we had Julius Malema after the sauna thing. It was
on
he
this
wasn't
one.
Here. Yeah, he wasn't here. I was alone.
Fuck.
Well done.
No, I'm kidding.
What I sometimes do is I just don't arrive for the show, and then Eric takes over, and he does a very good job as well. We had a DIY expert on the show last week.
This is why Dave wonders why he does not get invited back to gigs. Because, like, how long have you been doing this show for?
A year.
Don't know.
Is it a been year?
A year and a bit, yeah.
Holy fucking shit. Kidding me. That's probably your longest.
We've done 50
anything.
Shows.
Well, I've been in this thing for a year because I saw the memory.
We must have a party. Catherine, can you organize a party?
Okay, let's wrap up.
No, we're not wrapping up. Take it away. Is that what you do as well when you, like, just before you come?
I don't want to. Jonty just.
Yeah. Eric's on the sex show again today.
Yeah.
Why are you on the sex show again?
Did you notice you weren't invited?
10 minutes, my man.
All right, well, I'm going to. Catherine, I want to thank you for being here after
absolute
begging you
pleasure.
To come here.
Yes, yeah.
So would you give us a score before we close?
I think we managed to get to half a point.
Half
though, I think
a
there
point.
Were two quarters, right? This has got nothing
and
on
that's
you, Professor.
Only just because of Dax.
It really was. Actually, no, I'm lying. There was an extra half a point. I'm going to give you 1 point.
And
in
I let
total.
Dax speak.
Yes.
You did. That
so
was an extra quarter. No, I'm.
What's the point, Professor?
It's one. 1 point.
Catherine Grenfell, thanks for coming to the show.
Absolute
and we will listen to your advice. And
I'm so glad.
Oh, and yeah. Maybe you won't get invited back to something for a change. Dax, we want you
I
back to talk about your
that.
Beer pong.
Thank you. Yeah, stuff. Let's do it.
Will you have
yeah.
the? There's a girl who lives in Cyril Dean, Chinese girl, who can do something with a ping pong ball.
We
I'll
could,
have her on the show.
We could try. Send the details.
Okay. Brandon, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. See you next Friday.
Love you guys, man. I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm going to go. CliffCentral.com.